place for people to stop by, and maybe they come down to the beach area. They're not expecting to see anything from the library, and it kind of gives them an idea of, well, maybe we'll see what's in there, what I can get from it. What things do you have in there that's associated with the lake? Were there like games or things you have?
Yeah, so we have a lot of activities for families to engage in down there, like cornhole. We have volleyballs and nets. We have soccer balls. We'll have a program down there every week for different age ranges, so the whole family can come and be engaged in activities in our summer reading program down at the lake.
Are you the person that's down there, or do you have a staff?
Yeah, the whole outreach department will help staff. The little library will be there every day from noon until 4 p.m.
Do people have a different dress code for a little library on the lake than they do?
Yeah, a little more casual, a little beach casual.
We have our special library t-shirts that we get to wear down there.
Yeah.
And a lot of sunscreen that you probably keep in a special drawer just in case.
Yeah. And if you need some when you stop by, we have some as giveaways, wow, too.
Do people need a library card to use it?
Yes, we have a computer down there. So if you don't already have one, we can sign you up really easily and quickly.
All right, Susan, we mentioned summer fun, summer reading. What's the theme this year?
Oceans of possibility. So going along with the lake theme a little bit, it's all water, marine fun, sea life, all kinds of fun things.
And what kind of activities then do you have planned, and people sign up for reading and things
like
that?
Yes, they can come to the library anytime between June 6th and August 6th to sign up for the summer reading program. There's a game board that kind of gets them into different services and resources that the library has, and lots of great grand prizes this year that kind of go along with the theme, including a family membership to the Cleveland Aquarium. We've got an aquarium. There are huge narwhals, and is it a shark?
Oh, a stuffed shark, yes.
Wait, you're confusing me. Okay, I'm going to I think that's an awful lot of water you need for
the it's not real.
It's a stuffed animal.
And also Nintendo Switches, so you get to use the library resources and have a chance to win great prizes, too. Mm-hmm. And then we'll have programs that go along with it. We have on June 8th, we have a big summer carnival kickoff at our main branch, so we'll have prizes and fun and food and all sorts of things.
I got to think, too, it's a lot of fun for you folks to mix it up, to do different things, to either get out, whether you're at the beach or not, but have these different programs every year. They're always different, but you're always engaging folks, whether young or old. It has to be a lot of fun for you.
It really is. That's really the goal. We try and engage the community where they are and welcome them into all of our six branches.
Right. But we know the library's not all about books, right?
No.
You've got a lot of things in technology as well. And what are some of the interesting things that people might not realize that the library offers?
Well, one of the coolest things at the main branch is we have an amazing new culinary literacy center. I don't know how many people have visited or attended programs in there, but our summer programming is really heavily culinary. So we're teaching people skills to cook, use what they have in their kitchen to make amazing meals, and a lot of fun things like learning to roll sushi and learning how to make your own sports drink. So a lot of really fun and useful things, just learning in the kitchen.
Yeah.
But I think if you haven't seen the Culinary Literacy Center, I would recommend stopping in and taking a look.
So is that like a stove and a book?
It's
elevates.
A whole kitchen. It's a demonstration kitchen. We have classes up there, so you can actually take part and learn to cook, literally, and eat.
You know you want to roll sushi. Come on.
I don't know. I'm not sure.
Give it a try.
There's a lot of interesting ingredients in that.
Well, it's a great chance to kind of see what it's all about and see if you're interested. Maybe it'll become a new hobby for you.
Right, I see. That's the thing. You learn things at the library. That's the point of going to the library as well. Or you get skills that you didn't know that are necessary, sometimes in the world of technology with different types of things. Mm-hmm. But you have a lot of either things related to, you know, apps or things that they can get to that are free with a library card that other times you think, why do I need to pay when the library has this for free, right?
Exactly. Don't ever pay for another audiobook again. We have e-resources. We have Hoopla, which does movies and audiobooks and e-books.
No waiting list.
Yeah, no waiting list. We have Overdrive and Libby, which is audiobooks and ebooks again. We've got a huge resource collection there, being part of CleveNet. We have all kinds of databases. You can learn a foreign language for free. All kinds of fun things.
As we head into the summer, is there a specific one or two books out there that you think will be in hot demand by adults?
Well, we are having a book discussion down at the beach, actually. We're going to be doing a beach read. It's going to be The Unhoneymooners by Christina Lauren, which is really fun. It's actually two authors that co-write together, and they're always really fun, good stories. So I would recommend that. And you can join us on Wednesday, July 20th for the book discussion.
So that is the hot book. Everybody read it.
The Unhoneymooners? Is that what it's called?
Yep.
Any idea? Can you give us a sense of what the book is about or a little bit of the,
the
plot?
A wedding goes horribly wrong, and the maid of honor and best man step in to take the honeymoon that's already been paid. And you can imagine the hijinks that ensue on the beach.
On the beach.
Well, I like that. That's not bad.
Yeah.
I just thought it was like Ed Norton and Ralph Cameron. You know,
I don't think so.
On Honeymooners. But there's a lot of fun things happening with the Lorraine Public Library System. Talking to the Main Branch Manager, Susan Spivey, also Outreach Manager, Katie Cooley. There's a lot of things going on, as we talked about, as well. What other things you do outreach into the community as well, things that are taking place that we can help with?
Something we're really excited about is initiating kind of a family health and engagement opportunity. So every other Friday, we're going to be doing story strolls. So it's kind of like a movement story time where parents and caregivers can actually push the stroller and get some exercise while we're engaging in literacy activities. So we're going to do those here at Black River Landing and also at the Kipton Community Park. So I'm really excited about that.
Okay. Similar to what they have when they have those story times with the books where people have to travel through and maybe do a work, you know, a exercise station or something related to that.
So. Yeah, and we actually have a permanent story walk at Black River Landing now, so folks can go check that out on their own. Just on a nice summer afternoon, too.
Sounds good. Well, you need the people to get out and, you know, they've been cooped up a lot, but they still want to come out to the library as well. And you have different facilities that are available for people to use for different organizations, too, right? Helps them out. Space that they need for something.
Yeah, we have meeting rooms available. Mm-hmm. You can book them through our website fairly easily.
All right. Anything else, Craig? You're the one who gets the books and the tapes coming. He's a good with music CDs all the time.
Movies, yeah. Great selection. So easy to order through Cleveland. Comes to my local branch and away I go.
That's right. Do you do tools at your place?
Tools?
What?
We don't, but we could.
Okay, I know.
We hear a good idea and we usually run with it.
Do you need?
Do you need
a tool?
They do have different rentals. There's some
Let's
place,
check our purses.
Some libraries have different things that they need to do.
I should mention, too, all the branches also have book lockers. So if you're busy this summer and you don't have a chance to come in, you can place holds and just come and pick them up outside in the locker and be on your way even quicker.
So what is the fun of that? They don't get to interact with the librarians and the people within the library or get distracted by a display that you took some time to put up that when people would then want to follow up on that. They're missing some of that connection. But I understand there's a locker, the get and go. But
yeah, we try and make up for the lack of interaction with ease of convenience and use.
Well, you probably put a flyer or something in that book to remind them of other things that are going on.
We just smile at them through the window and wave.
Sounds good. Well, as long as they're utilizing the Lorraine Public Library system, but the idea is to get that library card and all the things that are available for them. Susan, we appreciate you stopping in as well and bringing Katie with us and looking forward to the things at the library as well going on. And, of course, the little library on the lake, which is out there as well, full of sand on occasion, I would assume.
There's a broom to sweep.
I was going to say, you probably have a sweeping routine that needs to take place. We are continuing with our celebration of Lorraine. It's here on Broadway. We are at the United Way of Greater Lorraine County. Our Celebrate Lorraine brought to you by Vandermark Jewelers. This segment around brought to you by Lorraine Public Library System. For summer fun and summer reading, visit your Lorraine Public Library. Coming up, we've got a check of news, and then we'll be back with more from the folks at First Federal Savings.